welcome to this episode of the Sclerosun Podcast. I'm Emmanuel Munda, the Scleroderma Foundation Southern California Chapter's Community Development Manager and your host for today. Today, we have a great show. Our Patient Services Director, Tina Berger, is here to interview our wonderful guest, Dr. Brett Toombs from SPIN, the Scleroderma Patient-Centered Intervention Network. They have helped everyone around the world in support groups and talks, as well as providing training for our own support group leaders. But first, we have a few announcements. Our Icy Hands Challenge is still ongoing as we spread awareness and raise funds for scleroderma. Did you know that 95% of those with scleroderma have Raynaud's? And in some cases, Raynaud's is the breakthrough symptom that leads to a scleroderma diagnosis. So we're letting our friends and families who don't experience Raynaud's and what scleroderma patients go through experience it for just a few seconds. So find out more on scleroderma.org/icyhands to learn about the challenge. And next up, we have our Bark for a Cure pet costume photo calendar contest. It's up and running, so grab your cameras, grab your pets, put them in the costume, and take pictures and get in on the action, because right now there's only four competitors with Fire Pup Pepino in the lead. But we need at least 12 to make a good calendar year, so get in on it. It's only $25 to enter and $1 to vote. We've raised over $2,000 already in this fundraiser. So please join in, spread the word, and get your pets in on it now at scleroderma.org/bark for a cure. And finally, our 2021 Foundation Celebration is scheduled for December 18th, 2021. We will be honoring a few of our 2021 scleroderma warriors who have made an impact in the scleroderma community this past year. It's been another tough one with very few live in-person events, but we strived on and we thrived on. And we've expanded our programs even. So it's only appropriate to celebrate. So stay tuned with all that information. Look for them in your emails. Look for them in our social media at scleroderma.org/SoCal, facebook.com/scleroderma SoCal. What else we have? Instagram.com/scleroderma SoCal and YouTube, and you get it. So all right, let's bring our lovely co-host in, Tina Berger, and our wonderful guest, Dr. Brett Toombs. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, Emmanuel.
Doing well, thanks, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
And that was a mouthful, but you, take it away, Tina. I'd love to hear more about SPIN and everything that you guys do, Doctor.
Thank you, Emmanuel. And thank you, Dr. Toombs, for joining us today. I wanted to make sure that everybody knew why I felt this was so important. I have had the opportunity to participate in your SPIN-SLED support group leader training, as well as all of our support group leaders in our Southern California chapter. And I was also very honored to be a part of your SPIN COVID chat groups that you put together during the quarantine as a moderator. And from both of those experiences, what I've taken away from them is that I am a better leader because of you and because of your team and everything that you've put together for support group leaders and for scleroderma families, you know, around the world. And we're very grateful for this. And we thought it was important for people to know just how much you do and what you do and how you've come to at the forefront for scleroderma by sharing this information today. I think about one thing that happened, which was right in my training for SPIN SLED as a leader. We were going into quarantine, and just so happens right at that time, the information was being shared about how to do an online meeting. And you really helped us actually get prepared for going into what's been almost 2 years of online meetings now. And it couldn't have come at a better time. And that's just one of many areas that I've learned so much because of your programs. So we are so thankful and honored to know you and work with SPIN. And we wanted to give you an opportunity to share with everyone more about SPIN, you, and behind the scenes. So could you give us a history on SPIN, sort of when and why did it come into existence, and why scleroderma?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Tina. Thanks for all the nice things you said about it. That's what we do this for, right? So to get compliments. No, I'm just kidding. So no, you know, Why? How did we this all start? It's a, when I was before I came, I'm at McGill University in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and before I came here, I trained at Cornell and at Johns Hopkins in the U.S. And I used to work in on burn units, so people who had severe burn injuries. And in some ways, they face not all the same challenges, but they face many of the challenges that people with scleroderma do. Their appearances change, their skin and its ability to do its job is severely impaired. That could lead to mobility issues and so forth. So there were a lot of things that were similar. And then when I was up here in Canada, at one point I was at a meeting with some scleroderma researchers. And someone just asked me a couple of questions, and I answered, and they asked if I would be, you know, interested in working in scleroderma. So that's really was the first how I got into it. And I knew what scleroderma was and knew some of these links together, and thought that some of what I'm a psychologist by training. So some of what I knew from my work in brain injuries would be applicable here. But that was just the get go moment. But I think what's really gotten me involved, and I've done a lot of work now on scleroderma for the last 12 or 13 years, is just this community. I think there are few communities like it. I mean, you mentioned before we talked that there's something like 7,000 rare diseases, and why scleroderma? I don't know if, you know, it's altogether accurate that SPIN is bringing this to the community, or I think it's more accurate that SPIN is part of this wonderful community that's come it's grown up together. I mean, the scleroderma community, I find that people with the disease are involved. They advocate well. So out of all these diseases out there, there's really dedicated group and motivated group of people that set out to make lives help each other as best they can. And we came out of that. So when we first started looking at back in 2008, 2009, what were problems that people face on a daily basis with scleroderma? There wasn't very much on this, whether it be, you know, living with the disease from day to day. In fact, in 2009 or so, we got money from the Canadian Institutes of Health Research to have a meeting with people who had investigated these kind of things. Not the cellular aspects of scleroderma and the medical treatments, but what it is like to live with scleroderma. We invited all three people around the world, and they all showed up in Montreal. But there weren't very many. There was hardly anything out there. But then, you know, after a year or two of this, you know, we thought, you know, well, we're documenting all the challenges people face. What are we going to do about this? And I think there's, you know, a number of people who influenced what came to be SPIN. A gentleman named Bob Buzza from Vancouver, British Columbia, whose sister had scleroderma. She used to say, when are you all going to come together and work together and do something about these things? You know, and I remember sitting at a cafe with Maureen Salve, who has scleroderma. She lives in Ontario, in Hamilton, Ontario. And, you know, her saying, you know, gosh, I wish we could do something for our support group leaders. You know, we always go out to them and ask them for all sorts of things. What are we going to do? You know, and things began to come together, and at some point, we pulled together a meeting of, you know, maybe now 10 years ago, of the kind of a lot of ways, not everybody, but who's in scleroderma. And they came to Montreal, you know, some well-known rheumatologists, people living with scleroderma, some of us researchers, and decided, you know, if we're going to do put together programs for people to live better with the disease, and we're not talking, you know, basic medicines, stem cell transplants, but, you know, programs to live better, whether it, you know, be psychology or education or skills and coping or even, you know, hand rehabilitation, those kind of things. You know, how would we do this? It's a tricky situation because there's not so many people in any given center, but you need to have, you know, lots of people to make it, make things, to test things out, to see how they work, to put them all together, and then to disseminate them to people. So, you know, everyone came together, and I think it's one of the, is one of the groups of people where lots of people were, again, this extends beyond when I say the scleroderma community, beyond the people with the disease, to researchers and doctors who all really easily gave their time and said, yes, I'll work on this. They helped us develop programs, and it kind of came from there. It really became a community initiative, again, across the board, people with the disease, their doctors, researchers, organizations that came together, and have consulted on programs. And we were fortunate. We got a nice grant back in 2011 from the Canadian Institutes of Health Research to begin setting up an infrastructure for this. And since then, we've been working with people with the disease to figure out what their priorities are, what we should be looking at, and putting together programs. We put together programs. We get funding to test them out. We do trials in them, and then that also helps us to get the money to build them. And then once we're done, we make sure that we can provide them to people, you know, free of charge. That was one thing that, you know, we've insisted upon from the beginning. We're not doing these things to write journal articles or to publish. We do it so we can get the word out, but we're doing it so we can actually get these programs to people. So once we're done testing them, we make sure that we have a way to get them out to people on an ongoing basis.
That's wonderful. I appreciate you mentioning that. And as you did, a couple of thoughts came to my head. And one was, I volunteered for the foundation for years, but after about 17 years to be exact, I came into my position in 2016. And the first thing I did was start visiting a lot of the support groups. And one of the things that I noticed is that we needed some training. We needed some help. And I reached out to National and I had a wonderful conversation with Carrie, and she told me about SPIN. And she said she was working with SPIN to collaborate in supporting our support group leaders, you know, all over with the different chapters to provide some training. And those are those moments that I talk about where we come together in the name of scleroderma and help. And I was so excited, and we were picked, I think you remember, as one of the pilots when you first started doing this, and three of our support group leaders got to play a role in that. And they really got so much out of it. And we had a luncheon for our support group leaders, and the three of them shared with our board, as well as the rest of the leaders, how much they got out of that wonderful program. And later, I got to be a part of that program as a support group leader. And I called it a support group for support group leaders. And we learned so much. And what I loved was these relationships. I met people from all over the world in my spin sled training that I continue to talk with, connect with, collaborate with in the name of scleroderma. We work together. And while Scleroderma Foundation brought us together, you and SPIN have helped us break barriers and continue to work together because of what you brought to the forefront. So I wanted to mention that to you. It came to my mind when you said what you did.
Well, the SPIN sled program has been really one of our big success stories. This is really why the scleroderma community is a little engine that could. Everyone remember, many of us remember that little kid's storybook, right? The little engine that could. because, you know, the support group model is a tricky one. You've got people who are mostly people with scleroderma who are really sick with a bad disease that face their own medical challenges and are trying to lead a support group to organize it, to be there for lots of other people with really bad medical problems and challenges. And so it's difficult. It puts a huge burden on support group leaders. Sometimes the groups don't go as well as we like, or they can't keep going because we don't have people who can do that. So yeah, we got together with Canadian patient organization leaders and, you know, Robert Riggs from the foundation. This is back in, gosh, now 10 or 11 years ago, and began to look at how we could actually provide training. And, you know, what we found is that there's never been a training program for support group leaders that's been developed and tested in any disease, which is why I say scleroderma is this, you know, the little engine that could. It's a rare disease. It's a smaller group. They were the first ones who've done anything like that. And we went out and talked to, we did interviews with people who lead groups, people who participate in groups, people who don't want to participate in groups because they don't think they're very good or didn't think they were very, you know, good. And then we did some surveys based on what they said. And then we begin to build this program. So we have now, the SPIN SLED program, a support group leader education program. It's 13 weeks. It's once a week for 60 to 90 minutes on a video conference like this. Laura Diaz does all the English speaking groups. She's a marvelous, marvelous support group trainer from the Michigan chapter of the Scleroderma Foundation. And we finished our trial and the results are coming out soon. It's been tremendously successful, and we've continued on. So we're continuing to provide that training to, you know, people who already are leading support groups, who can learn more from the training, and people who want to start a support group. And you mentioned the internet or the video conference aspect of it. We're really hoping that, you know, we can encourage some people to step up and say, yeah, I'd be happy to start a support group for, you know, because right historically they've been locally based. So if you live near to a near a city, you can get to a support group. Now they're virtual, but they still tend to be tied a little bit to places. But, you know, there's plenty of room for people like, for young people, for men who don't often go to these support groups, to start groups virtually, or to start groups. If you're interested in starting a support group and there's already a leader where you are, start a support group that might attract people from Idaho or from other smaller places that can't get to one. So we're happy to have you in our training if something you'd like to do.
I'm glad that you actually mentioned that too, because again, as a result of the spin training and the realization that we can utilize this virtual platform, I would have never thought about putting together a young adult support group. And because of this training that we got, we thought outside of the box, and we have reached people, not just in California, but we've reached people in Mexico. We've reached people in Pakistan. We've reached a couple in our communities of our different chapters that are young. And we have watched this group over the last year develop into these awesome friendships. And they're going to finally meet in person coming up in a very soon. But we've been meeting over a year on Zoom. This would have never been something we would have thought about if not given this opportunity to be reminded that we can utilize a virtual platform. So that's something that we've done as a result of this. And my leaders, one of them's already received your training, and one is going on a wait list right now as the co-leader. So a lot has come out of what you've done. And this is why I don't even think you realize how much you've impacted our lives. And this is why I think it's so important that we let everybody hear from you, and we remind everybody just what time and effort has gone into this, and the wonderful people that I've had a chance to meet behind the scenes that make this all happen. So I think you sort of, touched on the different parts of the world that you work with, because in my group, I met people from Australia was in my group, the UK. And what I love about the spin training also is that you've continued this monthly training with us. So it's not just, okay, you guys are done. Good luck. And we all come together in even bigger groups, and we all get to learn from the magnificent Laura. And by the way, I can't tell you how many people love Laura. I say it all the time that I wanted to squish her into a suitcase and take her home with me when I met her at a conference. And everybody has something to say about the training and Laura. And we are very grateful that you chose her to be a big part of this training, because she's awesome. But we really appreciate that. We learn from people from all over the world sharing their insight, and we all take little bits and pieces from each of us.
Yeah. We've had people from 12 or 13 countries in the training. And all we require is that you want to start a support group, or you have a support group, and that you have an organization behind you. So we do require that. But some of the organizations have been helpful for people in countries and places that don't have an organization, that they supported some of those people. So it's really a broad reach. Like you said, there's, I think, Australia, New Zealand, France, the UK, Canada, the US, the Philippines, and I know I'm forgetting some out there beyond that too, that I'm not remembering, but there's been people from all over the world, which has been quite you should see scheduling this thing when you've got to get people all on the same video conference call, when you've got people from Australia, New Zealand, and yeah, you got people calling it at 6 a.m.
4 a.m. from Australia.
Yeah.
Yep. But it was worth it for her, and she did it. And boy, was she an example and an inspiration for the rest of us. And again, this disease, scleroderma, like you said, has brought people together from all over the world. And there is a connection that you don't see in a lot of rare diseases, but you definitely see it in this one. And I think what you helped everybody realize is it doesn't matter where we're from. We can all finish each other's sentences. We all go through a lot of the same things. When we're talking about some of the things that are challenges as being support group leaders, you see heads nodding throughout the entire thing, because we all identify with what we're all going through and love to incite each other about what we've done. And we're even inviting each other to each other's meetings now. This would have never happened if not for what we got from meeting SPIN. So again, I'm very grateful for this. I have so many things in my mind that I'm pushing one aside so I can go and tell you something else. I really thought it was important that we talk a little bit about your latest program, SPIN Self. I know that a lot of people have been, we've tried to share this information on our social media platforms. I'm looking as one of the moderators for this. I think it's a wonderful program that you've brought to the forefront. And can you tell a little bit about it and why you decided to do this program and what's your target audience in scleroderma for this program?
Yeah, sure. This is so we've done a number of different programs, like you mentioned earlier. Those are support group leader program. Our first program, we did a hand rehabilitation program, the SPIN Hand program, which is actually online on our website at spinsclero.com. You can go on and use the program. It's an online program. And when we first started our program for people, this was, 8 or 10 years ago, and video conferencing like this wasn't really an option for most people. So we made these programs as things that people could do online all by themselves. But what we've realized, and this ties right into what you've been saying, Tina, is that, people benefit tremendously and they enjoy the support of each other. They enjoy working together through the similar problems they face. They enjoy, they benefit from running off challenges they're facing off other people in the group. So what we've done is we've developed these programs to be self-sustaining online, but we've made groups now. So the self program is what's called a self-management program. In some ways, it's a terrible term because it doesn't mean you're going to manage by yourself. Self-management, it's kind of the industry jargon, but it basically means it's a program that helps people to become better copers, better problem solvers, to work better and feel more confident working with their healthcare providers. Some healthcare providers are wonderful and tremendously good at their jobs and help people to figure out what's best for them. Other ones need are a little bit less so and need a little bit of a push. And this really empowers people to do these kind of things on their own. So it's a modular program. So this self program, walks a module a week. And what you'll go through, that means that, you go through what it takes to try new behaviors. New behaviors mean, changing your activity levels or eating different foods. How you can try to figure out what works for you and what it might not be working so well. It sounds obvious, but sometimes it's not so easy. So the program has a number of different modules. They address things that are important for people with scleroderma. There are generic self-management programs out there, but right when we started this, people with scleroderma told us, listen, we need one with not just with people with scleroderma, but that addresses the things we face. So the generic programs won't have things like, skincare and Raynaud's, which I was talking about at the beginning, so many people face, has the gastrointestinal symptoms, which can be just really a devastating part of the disease. Fatigue and so forth. So different modules will go through managing Raynaud's and skincare, tricks and tips for managing your itch, if you're facing that, for fatigue, for, given the energy levels you have, how to make the best out of a day. And there's one that's talks of, how to work best with your healthcare providers to make sure that they understand what's most important to you and that help you to get it. Most healthcare decisions have good things and bad things that can come from it. And different people might have a better optimal choice. Some people choose different things. How do you make sure you choose what's best for you? And so it works on that. So the way the program's set up, there's online material to work with, but there's an 8 weeks of meetings. So each group will be led with, and Tina, you're one of the moderators who's going to do this. Each group is led by someone who's been through our support group leader training program. And they meet 8 times. They meet for 4 weeks, once a week, 60 to 90 minutes. And then every other week. So 4 more meetings over eight weeks. And just to help, help get some skills to address the common things that people are challenged with in this terrible disease.
It's wonderful. When I actually went through the program to see for myself what the families were going to do, the person living with scleroderma, I was really in awe of how detailed the program was. And I think that it reminds me of when I worked in the field and I was a research coordinator, and some of these new families would come in so overwhelmed with this new diagnosis. And everybody has different support systems. And what you're doing is you are giving them the tools to be able to handle these things and let them be their own best self and best advocate while living with scleroderma. And so you address emotional things, you address physical things, and you address how to be prepared to talk to your doctor and prepare your medical records. I feel that this should be a program at some point that is initiated every time somebody's newly diagnosed with scleroderma and they go through this program after they leave their doctor's office. They're given the link for the website and they do this. I see this to be so empowering because I'm one person that would wait for my members, for these families to come in and help them get to that place. But what you're doing can reach people all over the world and help them be that better advocate for themselves and deal with some of these things. It is an awesome program that I am so proud to be a part of and thought it was very important that we talk about that today. So I appreciate that. I also wanted to very briefly, because again, all these things are going through my mind, remind everybody that you guys put this program together while nobody really knew what to do during COVID and the quarantine. I was one of your moderators for your Spin COVID chat, and I got to moderate two different groups, one with six people and one with seven. And till today, even though the programs are over, we meet on a regular basis on Zoom and have become wonderful friends from all over the world and can't wait to one day meet in person. But what you brought back to those people, I watched it. I watched from the first time we all met on camera with our poker faces and watched everybody change with smiles and confidence and encouragement and inspiration. And the programs were so on point. And the people that you brought in from Spin were so wonderful at what they did. And what I want you to know is while I was a moderator, I was learning and I continued to learn how to be a better support group leader. And I brought some of those insights with me to my leadership during my virtual meetings. And it's something that was so pivotal. And talking to even some of my leaders and others that have participated in your program, they can't say enough about the changes that your Spin COVID chat group brought to their lives and continue to bring to their lives. So I want to thank you for that.
No, thanks for bringing that up. You know, we do have lots of programs, hard to keep track of them sometimes. So we have the SLED program, support group leaders. And you talked about the SELF program, the Spin Self-Managed program, which is launching right now. And in fact, if you want to sign up for that right now, there's spots for that. You can go to spinsclero.com and sign up. But you mentioned that the quality of the program, and I have to say, I keep coming back to this, but it's really a community effort. So Warren Nielsen is a psychologist who worked with Janet Pope in her shop in Ontario, Canada, wrote some of the material. Fred Wigley and Laura Hummer, Dr. Hummers and Dr. Wigley from John Hopkins provided some of the material. You know, Dr. Tracy Frech from Utah, I'm missing other people. So really, again, coming back, there's a community effort. We didn't create this. We went out and asked people to, if they'd be willing to help out with this. And they did these things free of charge. They didn't charge their time. They didn't charge their money. So that, I think it really is an outstanding quality program. But it's because lots of people have pitched in along the way. And the other program you mentioned is the Spin Chat program. We have all our acronyms, but that is a different kind of program that we did also, you know, on video conference like this, but we put that together right at the beginning of COVID. And that was really focused on mental health and COVID, given all the challenges people, you know, think back now a year and a half, how frightened and anxious a lot of people were, given we didn't know what was coming down the pipe, how vulnerable people were with their respiratory issues and other issues around scleroderma. And again, I think this speaks to the community. We, in the whole world and any diseases, we launched one of the biggest programs right away. We did it as a trial because trials help us test it, but also get funding to provide it. And I think 180 people went through that program, and it, in about a matter of 3 weeks, that went from an idea. And how did we get the idea? Well, people brought it to our attention. It was obvious there was a need. And then we pulled together a panel of about eight people with scleroderma as an advisory team. And we worked with them to design the program. And then, like you said, we rolled out some targeted mental health initiatives. It was a combination of support group led by people like yourself who lead support groups, and also professional educators who provided education, managing all the information that was coming at us so fast back then, how to manage worry and anxiety, how to keep your body moving, even though it's hard to move with scleroderma, but to keep your body moving, and which is one of the critical thing for mental health. So, I think, again, that our ability to do that so quickly and at such a large scale, again, really speaks to how many people are involved. You know, we can reach out to all the different patient organizations, all different people with scleroderma who are involved in SPIN, and can quickly address people's needs, which I think is what we hoped we would achieve, you know, 10 years ago or 12 years ago when we started. And I think we're doing it now. But again, it's because there's so many people involved. We have a t-shirt with people involved in Team Eva, one of this, people who are involved in the SPIN chat program and trial. And there must be about 50 people's photos on the back of the t-shirt. Anything from, you know, moderators like yourself to some of the researchers and people on our advisory board to the art team here in Montreal that was scrambling around to get this off the ground so quickly. So it's really, really is a huge community effort. And I know I keep coming back to that, but it's one of the most important things, and something the scleroderma community has really ought to be really proud of. They've really done tremendous things to support each other. With a tough disease that's rare, and there aren't many other groups like this one.
I agree. I wish I would have brought my shirt. I wore it the other day, and I got a lot of people at the store asking me questions. It's great, but I should have brought it and showed everybody the pictures of all of us. Again, because of you, I've met people in those areas too that I would have never maybe known otherwise, and we keep in touch with each other. Last but not least, I know that Jewish Hospital is working with you for the next 3 years on matching donations from organizations. And I thought it would be nice for you to get the word out to everyone about why and how this works.
Yeah, so we sit, I'm at McGill University, but our team sits at the Jewish General Hospital in Montreal. And they have a wonderful foundation that supports efforts of any number of researchers here in our hospital. And they were particularly attracted to this one because it's a SPIN, because, you know, it's a rare disease. It's such a tough condition, and that we were, as you've mentioned, going out and helping people around the world. So we have a program right now that the foundation is matching donations from that we can get right now over the next 3 years. So dollar to dollar. So every dollar that we get is matched by the foundation. And we're working with patient organizations and different patient organizations have different capacities to donate, but we've already had many of them have donated to us. So if you can talk to your patient organization and your local chapter, and they can get in touch with us, we'd be thrilled to include them in the program. And it really helps us to get some basic funding underneath us that we can keep these programs going on, all of our educational programs and things that we provide to the community.
That's wonderful. And I'm glad that we were able to explain this, because I have people from our support groups and from the two SPIN groups that I still meet with from SPIN COVID chat that talk about how much their lives have been enriched by the different programs that you have provided. And so for everybody to understand how, you know, this is, we're in a day and age right now where these collaborations have been in the best interest of our families living with scleroderma near and far. And together, we're making an impact. And Emmanuel and I talk about this all the time. We don't care where you're from. We just want to support you. And so we want everybody to have that same opportunity to be supported from everywhere in the world. And we think what you're doing is phenomenal. And we want to remind everybody to maybe reach out to their organizations and let them know the impact that these programs have done and how we can continue to work together and support each other's efforts. You bring so much to the scleroderma community, and we as an organization would love to help you continue to do that. So we're grateful for that information.
Thanks, Tina. You guys are a fabulous partner. And if people want to get involved, there's a lot of ways to get involved. They can contact you, and you can get people in touch with us, or you know, look on our website. But you know, all of our programs are we decide what we're going to research next. And when we research something, it's because down the road we have the idea that we'll put a program together. Those all come from recommendations from people with the disease. We've done surveys with people, what things we should be doing. You know, in every single project we start, like right now we're starting some new projects on nutrition, oral health. You know, we form a different advisory team for each project. So we're not always talking to the same people with scleroderma.
Nice.
So if you're interested in, you know, being on a project team, you know, let us know. And that, what we do then is you get to, you know, or we get the privilege, actually, when we start a project, we sit down and have a meeting, and we meet with the advisory team, the researchers on the team. We make sure that we have the questions that are going to be most important for people living with scleroderma. You know, the researchers come in and figure out the methodology and you know, it would be best and run that off the people in the group, you know, with scleroderma. And we really work together to figure out how we're going to address these problems and going down the road, you know, researching the problems and hopefully building those into programs. So there's lots of opportunities to get involved. Tina can get you in touch, or you can go directly to our website and email us. And we're always love to see new faces. New ideas. And if you think there's something we could be doing differently or doing better, or if we can address something that we haven't been, that's important to you, people should contact us.
That's wonderful. And I will share that information once we have, once we put this into a recorded mode later, I'm going to be sending it out, and we can copy the information about those, because it's nice to know that people can help on a different level. I'm already thinking of a couple people specific for these two programs that you just mentioned. And that's what we get out of this. We know these phenomenal people that make a difference in the scleroderma community. So thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to do this. I think you're phenomenal. I love your team. I always tell you how much I want you to make sure that the behind the scene team knows how much we appreciate them too, because we know that you couldn't do this without them. So please thank them. And before we go, I'm handing it over to Emmanuel, and he's going to ask you a few questions to make this a little fun before we end our day.
Well, thanks, Tina. Thanks for all the nice things you said about us. Really,
thank you so much. You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thanks, Tina. We definitely want to go a little bit off the cuff now, just to learn a little bit more about you. So I have 5 questions that we're going to do in 5 minutes. So I have a timer. I want to pull up a timer here. And are you ready?
I'm ready to go. I couldn't be more ready.
All right. Here we go. All right. What technology do you wish existed?
What technology do I wish existed? I wish that there was some technology that could put all our ideas into place without having to do all the work.
So you don't want to work? Oh, yeah, that's true. Technology's made.
We have more ideas, and then you know where you want to get, but then it just takes so long to get there. If they could, you know, speed that up, I don't know what technology that would be.
Something you implant in your brain and just dump the ideas in. All right. So, what is something that you like that most people don't?
I like that most people don't. I don't know. I had a heck of a time yesterday hauling the firewood up all day in a wheelbarrow. I didn't really enjoy that. I don't know if most people would.
We wouldn't know. We're in California. So
there you go. I'm in the northern parts of Quebec right now. So yeah, where it's fairly cold. So yeah, we have the amounts of firewood are, there are rows and rows of, you know, firewood outside your house. So
I have a remote control for my fireplace, and that's as far as I'm going to go lighting a fire. All right. What's your favorite thing you've bought this year?
The favorite thing I've bought this year? I'm a pretty boring guy, Emmanuel. I mean, I bought really, really, I treated myself to crazy expensive paddles for my kayak. I splurged. We do a lot of kayaking, and so I went out and got these crazy, like feather light kind of, you know, paddles that that do everything, anything, and everything. Maybe that's the technology. And they do exist. So
there you go. All right, here's another one. What would be your best day ever?
My best day or best date?
Best day ever.
My best day ever. My son and I went a few weeks ago, and you know, coming back to the same thing, I'm pretty fairly simple person. We went on about a 60 kilometer kayak trip up through the northern Quebec, where, you know, for 4 days, all we saw were, you know, bears and otters and things like that. And I would have been even better if my whole my wife and my daughter would have been there too. So a trip like that with the whole family would be as, about as good as I could imagine.
Wow, that's awesome. Hey, Tina, do you want to go on the kayaking on the LA River? We won't see bears and otters. I think we'll see like shopping carts and bodies.
I'll pass.
You'll pass. All right. It is available. We'll do that instead of an escape room next time. All right. All right. When you think about success, who comes to mind and why? That's a hard one, huh?
Yeah. You know, I think one person I think about is my mentor from Johns Hopkins. His name is Roy Ziegelstein. He's actually a cardiologist. And one reason I hold him up as kind of a model I would aspire to is he affects so many people. He's a cardiologist, but he's also an educator. I think he's the first non-PhD in education who's been the dean of their school of medicine. And I think one thing that he does that I really admire is, you know, lots of people run around and achieve all sorts of things, but the way he does it, I think he makes everyone who's there understand that he that they're important and what they're doing is important. And, you know, he's patient and pays attention to everybody, and yet it can do all these things at the same time. There's usually can become difficult to mix those two things, right? You know, fast paced, competitive environments, and still being there for people and still making people understand that you're there for them and making time for people, no matter who you are. And I think he does a great job with that. And so I really admire that. And I think that's something to aspire to for all of us.
That's awesome. With 35 seconds to spare.
Ta-da. Do I get a prize?
you win a 2022 Mercedes-Benz windshield wiper screw. I'll
spin. There you go.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Brett Toombs. What's the website that everybody can reach and learn about spin?
www.spinsclero.com.
Awesome. We'll spread the word. We'll have the link in the description. Don't forget to catch us on all your podcast platforms, as well as our YouTube page and our Facebook page, where you get to watch it instead of just listen to it. Stay tuned for all the other things that are coming up events-wise. Thank you again, Tina, for coming by and helping along with the podcast. And there are support groups as well, too. So look it up on our webpage, scleroderma.org/SoCal. Thank you all. Stay safe and good night.